This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to Me Time. I hope everyone's had a nice week. This is one of those episodes where I had a guest, and unfortunately, they had to reschedule, and I decided to just jump on and do an episode anyway. And I was sort of thinking about Me Time lately, and it has been difficult for me to slow down my brain and be present in everything that I'm doing. It's really interesting. So lately I've been traveling a lot, different cities, basically on tour with the other podcast I do, The Psychologists Are In. And it's been San Francisco, Atlanta, Seattle, Richmond, Virginia, and Indianapolis is next. And so there's just been a lot of packing, unpacking, repacking, and it's really interesting. I have been looking so forward to this because I love to travel. I love all of it. I love packing. I love getting ready. I don't love the traffic to the airport, but it's still part of it. I love getting to the airport and seeing all the travelers. I know it can be such a headache, and I know airports are not fun and all of those things, but I, you know, maybe it's because when I was little, I didn't fly on an airplane until I was 15 years old because my family, we didn't have the means, and that really wasn't even a consider, like we didn't even think about it. Like there's no way we're hopping a plane to go anywhere. So we did these road trips always. So if we took a family vacation, it was on the road. And it was so fun. Like it was such an adventure. And my mom would do this thing where she would, the morning we got up to go, you know, like bleary-eyed, like when we were kids, like, you know, it'd be so early in the morning. Because most of the time we went to Florida. I grew up in Kentucky. So most of the time we went to Florida. And that drive to, you know, that panhandle area, it was like Destin and Panama City. And anyway, it was about 12 hours. And we'd stop usually like middle of Alabama somewhere. And anyway, there was a Holiday Inn that I loved in Alabama. I remember it had an indoor pool. All right. So anyway, this is funny because this is beauty month still, and we're going to still do another beauty episode, but the next theme we're going into is travel. So I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit. I wasn't going to do this, but I am. And then we'll get into some fun travel stuff too. But anyway, or I should say travel guests. But I think just because I just got back from a trip and I'm leaving for another one immediately, I have had like travel on my brain, and I don't know. So anyway, I'm going back now to the Holiday Inn in Montgomery, Alabama that had an indoor pool. Loved this place. I loved this place. I love the smell of the indoor pool. It brings back such memories. But anyway, the whole point of this was to say that the lead up to the trip, my mom would always do, she'd make us these goodie bags that we'd get in the morning, we'd wake up at, you know, 5 a.m. all sleepy, and then we'd get in the car, and my brother and I would share the back seat, and we'd lay down, you know, like his head at one window and mine at the other, and we'd get our little goodie bags. And it was the coolest thing. There were always like games and fun, just like road trip things to do and, you know, treats and whatever. So anyway, and I flew later. Yes, I started flying a lot just with work, and now I fly all the time, and I've flown my whole life. But all of this is to say that it still feels exciting. It still feels like an unknown, like a new experience. So my mom always made travel really fun. Anyway, and it still feels this way to me even at this point in my life. I have my own rituals. I have my own things that I do that make it very fun and, you know, hopefully not as stressful. And I feel very lucky that I get to travel for work, and I get to travel in a nice way for work. And so a lot of stuff is covered and taken care of, and I don't have to worry about it. You know, car picks me up and I fly to a new cool city I've never seen before. And that's what I was going to say about this podcast tour that we're doing. It's kind of this interesting thing, because everywhere we go, it's very, it's really intense from the time we land, to the time we get there until the time we leave. It's very intense. It's like, you know, you get picked up at the hotel, you go to the convention center, you come back to the hotel. Like, it's a long day, and you don't really get to feel like the essence of a city. So I've tried to like add on a little bit to these places. Unfortunately, I didn't get to stay very long in Richmond. And I just wanted to speak on that for a second, because I have to say, Richmond was one of my favorite places we've traveled to. And I don't know if any of you, I know some of you listening to this were there, because you mentioned that you listened to Me Time. So I want to say thank you to those who listen. But I was really charmed by Richmond. So I still have the things that I do. And I think my mom set the tone for this, because I still have my little rituals that I do leading up to a trip. And I think I got out of habit out of practice of being a really good packer for a while. I got to the point where I was like, I want to have all of the options possible, because I don't know how I'm going to feel on this day or that day. And that's true. I would say more of a vacation or something like that. But for, I feel like this trip, I've gotten back into the habit. I've gotten back into the routine of being a really good packer, and also laying out, like being really, really, really organized. Because I think with each trip, it's like practice, right? You're practicing all the time of like, oh wait, I don't need this. I do need this, and yada, yada. And so I used to overpack like crazy. And now I'm like, all right, I'm going for 3 days. I have 3 events, and the best thing I did recently was I bought a travel outfit. I decided to splurge on this. You wouldn't know it. It's just like a sweatsuit, basically. It's so cozy and it is so comfortable, and I decided it's just going to be my travel uniform. And then I never have to think about what I'm wearing on the plane, or if it's cute, or if it goes, or whatever. It's just like one sweatsuit that I absolutely love, that is super duper cozy. Now I wear it on every single trip. So all of the people who are going to these conventions with us are seeing me in this outfit all of the time. Anyway, I love it. So that was number one. That was like one of the best things I've done, because I don't know about you all, but the thing that takes the most time for me is picking out what I'm going to wear. Once I know what I'm going to wear, I can get ready. I can get ready in like 10 minutes. That is the biggest thing. And it stresses me out when I don't know what I'm wearing. So what I've decided to do with all of these trips that are very quick, they're very whirlwindy, is I lay out everything the day before, and I pick all of my outfits, and I only take those outfits because I'm telling you, if I have the options in my closet, even when I get there, I will consider them, and then I will overthink, and then I will have to make more decisions. So if I don't have to make any decisions, meaning I only have those few options there, then I'm good to go. You're in for a treat, because support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane, my favorite. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to jennykane.com. and use code Maggie to get 15% off. You all, their sweaters are the quintessential must-have item. They really are. In the season especially, I cannot get enough of their cotton collection. The oversized cotton fisherman and the cotton cocoon, they're like the perfect everyday pieces. And as the days get warmer, you can bet I'm wearing them on repeat. It's true. I live every single day in my Jenny King. I can't say enough about them, but I love especially the cardigans because I wear these like slip dresses and camisoles a lot because it's LA and it's the weather is chilly in the morning. It's chilly in the shade and warm in the afternoon anyway. And so I love the cardigans because I can throw them on. You can wear them off a shoulder if you want to be a little sexy. You can wear it as a cool cardigan, like just as like a, you know, that sort of vintagey grandpa looking cardigan. I just love everything about it. You all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I get compliments every time I wear it as well. And I don't know. They're just so comfortable. I live in them. Jenny King is known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters. And trust us, they do cashmere better than anyone. That's the one I can't stop wearing. The cashmere fisherman and the crop cashmere cocoon. Forget it. Best sellers every season. I style them with everything. I love them so much. So find your uniform at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code Maggie at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. Jenny Kane, JenniKayne.com. Promo code Maggie. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So, and this has helped me so much. It's like helped me in life plan out what I want to wear. If I know I have something to go to, or I know I have a dinner or I know whatever, plan it out ahead of time. And then I don't have to worry about it. So that is one of the things I've learned in this travel is have the outfits you need for the thing that you need, or, you know, at least mix and match. Just don't have for me. This is just for me because I overthink. And I second guess, and I having the options, it will just almost mess me up more. So I take those few things. If I can mix and match them, that's fine. That's even better. And if it doesn't fit into my carry-on, it's not going. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true. At the end of the day, I end up wearing basically the same thing all the time. I know what those things are. And, you know, we have our uniforms. We have those things. This wasn't supposed to be like a helpful, like, hack tip episode of like how to pack well, but I feel like it's turning into that just a little bit. And I don't know that I pack well. I just think that I removed the thing that stresses me out the most, and that is having like too many options and being like, well, I don't know, because it's almost like FOMO, right? It's like you have like, well, what if I feel better in this? Or what if I look better in this? And then I'm going to wish I wore that anyway. So I just removed that part for me completely. I don't know if any of this is making sense. And I feel like I'm just kind of like talking all over the place. But anyway, I'm just sharing lately what has brought me a lot of peace in getting ready to go. The other thing that I love to do is I love to get to, when I get to the airport, I love to just take a minute, whether it's like you find a nice place to sit down, you like have a, whether it's grab a coffee, like leave just enough time that you're not just sitting in the airport for a long time, but just to have a moment. Because I love to take in, like, I don't know, there's like, it's a lot of feelings, travelers, a lot of anxiety, or maybe this is just me. I always feel a little bit like I'm leaving. So there's a feelings around that, especially if I don't have like Linus with me, my dog, or whatever. Like it's so hard to leave him. Even if it's just for 48 hours, it's very, very hard. So there's just like those feelings. And then planes for some reason always put me in a little bit of a different mindset. I don't know if you all feel this too. And then I know we have Wi-Fi on flights now, but I honestly try not to use it. I like having it just because, you know, I don't know if Linus needs something. I mean, that's why mostly. But there was like a period of time where I didn't have a dog and I was just like, you know what? I don't need to be reached right now. And travel can be so stressful anyway. So why don't I just leave my Wi-Fi off for this hour, 3, 4, 5, whatever the flight is, and see what that feels like and listen to an audiobook, read a real book, and do something that is not related to, I don't know, being 100% available all the time. That alone relieves my brain. I guess that would be my kind of me time, because I actually, I love flights. I like flying on planes. I don't know. There's something about it for me. It puts me in such a peaceful reset. And so I usually try to, you know, either add music or a book or something to sort of fit the either occasion or the mindset that I'm in. I used to journal on planes all the time. That was like something that I did a lot. And maybe that's what set the tone. But anyway, it becomes almost like a little bit of a, it becomes like a me time for me. And that same feeling that I used to get when I was a little girl, when my mom would give me those goodie bags to do our little road trips, I still get every time I travel. So I guess it's like a thank you to my mom for kicking off my love of travel in some way and treating it like it's a treat. Even the hard trips, even the unpleasant ones, or when you're going to do something difficult. I think planes and flights are such a time to reflect, be with yourself. Planes have always been a very reflective time for me. And it feels like, I don't know, a little me time in a way. So I love it. I love traveling. I love flying. I like the busyness of it. I like meeting people. I like seeing, I don't know. Don't you just wonder? I don't know. I love flying over all these cities. And I think like, oh my God, there are just so many people. There are just so many people doing so many things and having so many feelings. And, you know, I don't know. And it's weird. We're in our little worlds all the time. But there's just something about travel that makes me feel a little bit more connected to the whole thing, like the whole picture, everybody. Anyway, a new thing that I do when I travel now is I try to drink something very hydrating before I get on a flight. Get down, like a coconut water, like a real coconut water though, like the real stuff, you know, something very, very, very hydrating, because I feel like, you know, you can't take the water through security. You can't. So you got to get something on the other side. And then if you don't have time, and then you get on the plane and you might just get a little cup of it and like, that's it. Water meaning, or anything. So I think, so that's something that really helped me. I down vitamin C, and then I just discovered something that actually helps me relax. I don't have travel or plane anxiety, flying anxiety, but I, you know, I do like to kind of unwind a little bit once I get on the plane and just like chill out. And lately that's been getting harder and harder to do. And I just discovered these Ollie stress gummies. They're at the airport. They're literally at the airport. They're like, I think it's like L-theanine and GABA and lemon balm. I think those are the only ingredients. Anyway, they're just a thing I discovered recently. I really like. So those are some new things I've started doing, which I do think really help. Anyway, you just have to remember to get sleep, and you have to remember to have something really hydrating before you take off in case you can't have your water. I'm just recapping my little list of travel things and stuff I think over the last like couple of months, honestly, I've not become an expert on, but I'm getting really good at, because obviously if you travel a lot, you have to be a little bit organized and learn some things along the way. So whatever that is for you, whether it's like a glass of champagne or a airport lounge moment, or just having some moment where you take a breath and try to kick off or do something special for yourself, literally at the airport or on the way, just to make it feel like that's when the travel adventure can begin.